Shopping Trip, written by Matt V. Sunflower and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Danny Fenton / Jason Todd. This is part 3 of the Let's Get Cozy 2024 series. Summary. A sudden cold snap won't stop Jason's plans to take Danny out Halloween shopping with Dick. The cold doesn't even seem to bother Danny anyway. Jason shivers and blows warm air into his hands before shoving them into the pockets of his jacket. When he'd originally agreed to meet up with Dick to go shopping for Halloween stuff, he hadn't accounted for an unexpected cold snap to freeze over Gotham. Beside him, Danny huffs a wordless chuckle and pulls off his gloves. He holds them out to Jason. What? No, I can't take your gloves. Danny stubbornly tucks them into the crook of Jason's arm. Jason rolls his eyes with his whole body and makes a big deal about putting them on. They're happy. Danny shoots him a pleased smirk and skips ahead, raising his hand to wave at Dick down the street. Dick spots them immediately, waving them down and bouncing on his toes. By the time Jason catches up to them with his leisurely stroll, they're midway through a conversation he doesn't bother trying to parse until Danny turns to him with a wide grin. We're having a Halloween party. Danny's gestures are big, his expression open and easy to read. His excitement is palpable. Jason frowns. Who's having a party? Danny reaches out and pulls Dick into a side hug that Dick enthusiastically returns. We're throwing a party at the manor, Dick explains, speaking and signing loosely with one hand. Jason can't help the grin that tugs at the corners of his lips. Oh, and is Bruce aware of this? What he doesn't know won't hurt him, Dick chirps. I think you'll find that statement to be false, actually. Jason follows after the pair when they turn to start down the street, arm in arm. The cool air nips at Jason's nose and his breath mists thinly in front of him, dissipating quickly in the bright mid-morning sun. The sidewalks aren't too crowded, and Jason is content to follow behind while his brother and his boyfriend talk animatedly about Halloween. Jason suppresses a shiver and hikes his shoulders up, only to have a scarf wrapped around his neck moments later by Danny. Jason can't help but smile softly at Danny, despite himself. Their first stop is a coffee shop, naturally, and Jason orders a large iced black coffee with 2 shots of raspberry syrup. Danny signs to the barista and gets a chai latte, and Dick, to nobody's surprise, gets a pumpkin spice latte. They don't have to wait too long for their drinks, and then they're back out in the lingering chill. Danny reaches over, and Jason meets him halfway, trading drinks without a word. Why do you guys do that? Dick asks, watching the interaction in amusement. Danny smirks. He's got some kind of tough guy image to protect, so he only orders black coffee. Yeah, but who drinks black coffee iced? Dick scrunches up his nose. Danny clicks his tongue indignantly and slurps his coffee loudly, only to immediately start coughing as he chokes on a piece of ice. That's what you get for ordering an iced drink in this weather, you heathen. Dick sips his latte and sticks his nose in the air. Jason shoves Dick's shoulder with his. Yeah, whatever, basic white bitch. How dare you? Not a single part of that statement is true. Eh, Jason shrugs. The bitch part is. Danny snorts and covers his mouth as he silently laughs at them both. Dick presses a hand to his heart. I came out here to have a good time, and I'm honestly feeling so attacked right now. 2 hours into shopping, Jason finds himself in possession of Danny's knit hat, placed on his head with his ears tucked in by none other than Danny himself. At that point, the only warm article of clothing Danny has left is his jacket, and even that is questionable. After another hour or so, Dick breaks and asks Danny, "Aren't you cold?" Danny shrugs and half-heartedly explains, "I have a lower body temperature than average, so the cold doesn't really bother me." Dick narrows his eyes and studies Danny for several long moments. Danny starts fidgeting from the attention. Finally, Dick says, "Sure, okay." Jason can tell that means Dick doesn't fully believe Danny, but he's willing to let it slide. I think it's about time to head home. Jason tugs Danny's hand to pull him to a stop. We've got some stuff to do before tomorrow. Dick lights up. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. Family dinner. How exciting. Danny purses his lips and shuffles closer to Jason, squeezing his hand. Jason squeezes back and leans in to whisper, "You'll be okay, I promise." "I'll tell them to take it easy on you," Dick reassures him. Jason tilts his head in thanks and starts guiding Danny to where they'd left the car. "We'll see you tomorrow." Danny raises his hand to sign goodbye, and Dick does the same. "See you tomorrow." The end. Thank you.